Have you been manifesting against your limits or against limitless possibilities?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business and life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Words of Wisdom. Today and the next few episodes are going to be things that really have shifted things for me in manifesting powerfully and being an even more powerful, soulful entrepreneur and coach. And so I want to give you some real moving tidbits that are really going to shift things for you if you apply it. So this episode is a part one, and then I'm going to record part two afterwards, which will be released next week. Today's share is around how to unleash your limitations, how to break through that ceiling, that set point you have been living up to until this point. So my coach recommended the book, The Big Leap, and I love it by Gay Hendricks, and it's so good. And so I've really been implementing a lot of things the past couple of months around this and had some new breakthroughs and ahas that I want to share with you. And for me, I realized, wow, although I've manifested everything I've ever wanted and manifested so much, and I feel very confident in my manifesting abilities and what's yet to come, I could see how I was manifesting up against my limits. How I was manifesting up until a certain set point and wouldn't allow myself to go past that set point. So my question for you is have you been manifesting against your limits or against limitless possibilities? So I'll say that again. Have you been manifesting against your limits or against your limitless possibilities? What you see, feel, and desire, what is available for you. So let me break this down for you. When you're manifesting against your limits, take a screenshot of your life. Zoom out. Take a screenshot. And is there a certain point where it gets really good before it gets bad? And when I say bad, I use that very lightly, because nothing in my eyes are actually really bad. That's just a judgment in the way we label it, is whether it's good or bad. But everything is happening because of us and for us. And it's just feedback based on our vibration and who we are being on every level. And so when you're manifesting against your limits, you will see a trend in your life. You will see that when things get really good, there's a certain point where it starts dipping back down and gets quote unquote bad. So look at money, for example. So just say, look at the highest earning months, whether you have a job and a side business, or maybe if you're a full-time entrepreneur. I'm a full-time entrepreneur, three businesses. But even far as entrepreneur, I always was an entrepreneur. I'll get that clear. But there's also times where I had side jobs as well. And whether I had jobs and my own business on the side, money was coming in. Even on my highest points, my highest financial months, it was really good, but it always flipped the switch and then it dipped back down. And I was working against my limit. I had this unconscious limit of this is as good as it gets. Or there's other things that creep in of hey, what about the judgment from my family? And what are they going to say? And this is not really the norm. And I'm really going against grain by breaking all of these limitations that have run throughout my family's history and what I have known and what I have experienced. And it goes on and on and on. These limits that we have set unconsciously and sometimes consciously of what we are able to receive, what we will allow ourselves to receive, and what we will allow ourselves to go for, and the results that we create in our lives. So that's why I believe we are 100% responsible for the results in our life and for the life that we co-create. So, and I say co-create with the energetic being of us, the energetic, also God, source, higher power, working in harmony with that. So when you're working against your limits or working for it, your limits, you will find that you kind of trip a switch, and you will see a pattern throughout your life where you start dimming it down, where you start doubting yourself, where you start spiraling, where you start sabotaging again, because there's this limit that feels more comfortable, feels more familiar to you. And so you are manifesting around that. When you are manifesting for limitless possibilities, for what is available to you, what you truly desire, what you know on some level, you have that vision, you have that feeling of what your life, what your business, and the wealth you want to experience, what that will all look like. You are leaning in that direction. You are focused on that. You are no longer afraid of that. You're manifesting for limitless possibilities. And you don't let those limitations hold you back. It's something that you worked through before. You are so aware. Let me tell you, I've been so aware of all the things I share about my limitations for years. And I just came to peace with, it may always be there. Maybe not the same intensity, the same degree around, you know, limitations and fears around how big I'm going to show up, what people are going to say about me, what my family will think, all of those things. I know where it all came from. I know where scarcity all came from. I know my patterns. I've been through all of that. I've lived it. You've lived it. And sometimes, you know, I'm not saying bypass this work at all. I'm not saying that. There's so much value in processing this and going through this. But I want to let you know, it doesn't need to be clear 100% or fix it completely. Like, that fix it energy does not need to be there. It's not serving you. It's just actually going to perpetuate when you're focusing on, okay, if I fix this, the mindsets and the limitations, and let me clear this, let me fully forgive this, let me fully release this, blah, 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 then I will receive, then I will open up, then I will be deserving, then I will let myself go fully for it. It's just a lie. It's just holding you back. And it's just part of your limits that you've set for yourself. So you can have your limits and eat it too. You can have your cake and eat it too. You don't need to resolve it all. Look at it, see it, honor it. And in upcoming episodes, I'm going to be talking about how to deal with the past, so it doesn't hold you back. But what I'm saying here is, when you're creating from limitless possibilities, you have made a decision, and that's all it takes, is a decision of, am I going to continue manifesting and creating my life from my limits or from my limitlessness? It really is that simple of a question, of a decision, of a choice. Just an awareness. Where am I manifesting from right now? From my limits or limitless possibilities? What do I want in this moment? Is this the reality? Is this the pattern? Is this the outcome I want to keep creating in my life? And if it is, great, continue what you're doing. And if it's not, then choose, be loving towards yourself, become aware, and then choose again. I'm like, nope, that's not what I want anymore. I'm choosing from limitless possibilities. What's available to me? What feels good? I lean into that vibration. I act from that place. I start thinking from that place. I start moving from that place. I start being that person. And that's what it's like to create from limitless possibilities. That's what it's like to create from the infinite space of you. That's what it's like to create limitlessness. Because that's who you are at the core. That's who you are vibrationally. And you are able to bring that here onto Earth in your human experience and start creating limitless possibilities for yourself. So, are you creating from your limits or limitlessness? And you get to choose at any time. So, let me know how this speaks to you. If you felt that jolt in you, that impact in you, if you're like, oof, that awakened me, that brought me back to life, that helped me just tweak just what I needed. And I'm going to move differently. I'm going to move more confidently. I'm going to choose differently now. Okay, so some thoughts, if you want to go deeper into this, is, and you can journal this or just sit and reflect on this or meditate on this, but some homework for you to ask yourself. What do I want next? What do I want out of this life? And who am I choosing to be? What frequency am I choosing to emit? What door am I going to enter through? Through fighting against my limits or limitlessness? You can choose which path. You can choose the way you're going to manifest this, because guess what? What you want wants you is already created on that level. You're going to create it. You're going to manifest it in some shape or form. It's how you are going to create it. That's what manifesting is. Are you going to create this through push and force and that limited energy of you? Or is it just going to be draining? It's just going to be harder for yourself. Or are you going to create it from that expansive, limitless space? That's what you came here to experience. You're here to enjoy life. You're here to express yourself fully. You're here to expand. And the best way to do that is through the door of limitless possibilities, from the limitlessness of you. So choose what you want and choose how you want to do this. To push through push and force, or through expansion, lightness, flow. So next week, what we're going to share with you is I'm going to take you through 5 steps to ground into this even more. But I want you to go ahead and do your homework and think around this. Feel around this. Really feel and embody this. Make that shift. Make that decision. That's your only homework, is to make a decision. Are you going to continue creating through your limits or through limitlessness? And that's it. I hope you enjoy this. Be sure to DM me on Instagram, Goddess of Wisdom Coach, and let me know how this episode resonated with you. Screenshot it, share it, leave a review. And if you're ready to go further, we have some amazing options available right now. I have my one-on-one program where we are going to manifest the inevitable, but with just more fun. And we have my group program coming out where you manifest the shit out of life. So either one of those, let's tune in, meet with me, DM me, and we'll discuss further. Love you all.